Orla Perek Beis Mishnah Zion 2:7, a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. We had said that there were two traditions regarding the amounts required if you have a mechametz or metabel, a source of leavening or a source of spicing. That's a truma source that falls into your chulin if it makes the whole mixture into a meduma mixture, a mixture that's forbidden to a non-kohen. So here we have the other side of the coin, lahakel lahachmer, why sometimes such a agent, leavening agent or flavoring agent, could be strict and sometimes lenient. The basis of this Mishnah is predicated on one simple point, which I made previously in the Perek, which is that the rule of requiring 100 times against the Truma only applies in a min bemino mixture. That was based on Asmachta, that it's, we're concerned about the Truma's Meiser not being separated properly or falling back in. But if you're talking about a min b'she'ena mixture, meaning that there's two different types, the Truma that falls in is of a different type of food than the chulin into which it falls. So then we're back to just requiring tam, taste. If you can taste the truma, then, or you can detect the truma, so then it's usser, and if not, it's mutter, and there's no rule of 100. Therefore, the Mishnah says, lahakel ulahachmir, when is it that you have the mechametz and metabel that could be strict or lenient in a dimu mixture? So that is min b'she'en omino. That's when you have that type of mixture where the truma that falls in is of a different type of food than the food into which it falls. Ketad, how would that be? So for example, kagon, grisin, if you have beans, shnizbashlu im adashim, that are being cooked together with lentils. So that means your main food here is the lentil. You have some beans there which will add flavor. The beans are truma beans. So the issue is going to be if you can detect the taste of those beans in the lentils. Lentils, I guess, are a very bland food and therefore receptive to taste even from a little bit. So the Mishnah says simply, v'yesh bem nosan tam, if you can taste the truma beans in the lentils, bein sheyesh bem lalos be'echad omeo, bein she'ein bem lalos be'echad omeo, it doesn't matter if you have 100 times of lentils against the beans or not. It remains asur, because if you can taste it, you can taste it. Ein behem benosan tam, if you cannot taste those beans in the lentils, then bein sheyesh behem lalos be'achromeo, bein she'ein behem lalos be'achromeo, so then it doesn't matter if you have 100 times of lentil against the beans or not, mutter, it's permitted. Meaning it simply goes after if you can taste the mitabel, the flavoring source in your mixture.